The audience feel exalted and ennobled rather than distressed. In the modern times, with the rise of the middle class, the concept of tragedy undergoes a radical change and develops the domestic tragedy. From the Greeks until the 17th century, tragedy almost dealt with the fortunes of royal families and persons of high rank and were written in verse. Modern tragic drama is written in flat prose and the protagonist is socially inferior one, not a king or queen or a prince, but an everyday mother, tramp, peasant or salesman. The typical modern protagonist is called anti-hero, a man who instead of manifesting largeness, dignity, power and heroism in the face of fate is petty, ignominious, ineffective or passive. The tragedy of fate is converted into a tragedy of instinct and heredity. Modern psychology, especially psychoanalysis, placed the first of these two tragic factors in the foreground by stressing the unconscious. Tragedy is thus seen as produced by the conflict between the conscious and unconscious forces of the physique. Now, the tragic flaw does not exist in the protagonist, but it lies more strongly in society, which becomes the great villain and crushes the hero morally and spiritually. This is reflected in the case of Willy Loman in Arthur Miller's Death of a Salesman. Thus, in modern realistic tragedy, the casual tragic factor is often the individual's conflict with society, its traditions, prejudices, representatives, laws, etc. In the audience, a compassionate understanding is generated instead of tragic pity and fear. Like comedy, tragedy, according to subject matter or theme, can be also divided into numerous types. The horror tragedy of Webster, revenge tragedy of Shakespeare, heroic tragedy of Dryden, she tragedy of Rowe, domestic tragedy of George Lillo, poetic tragedy of T.S. Eliot, and modern realistic tragedy of Arthur Miller. This chapter is now over. Thank you.